August 1999, the summer night. In the stone galleries, the people were gathered in clusters and groups, filtering up into shadows among the blue hills. A soft evening light shone over them from the stars and the luminous double moons of Mars. Beyond the marble amphitheater, in darknesses and distances, lay little towns and villas. Pools of silver water stood motionless, and canals glittered from horizon to horizon. It was an evening in summer upon the placid and temperate planet Mars. Up and down green wine canals, boats as delicate as bronze flowers drifted. In the long and endless dwellings that curved like tranquil snakes across the hills, lovers lay idly whispering in cool night beds. The last children ran in torchlit alleys, gold spiders in their hands, throwing out films of web. Here or there, a late supper was prepared in tables where lava bubbled silvery and hushed. In the amphitheaters of 100 towns on the night side of Mars, the brown Martian people with gold coin eyes were leisurely met to fix their attention upon stages where musicians made a serene music flow up like a blossom scent on the still air. Upon one stage, a woman sang. The audience stirred. She stopped singing. She put her hand to her throat. She nodded to the musicians, and they began again. The musicians played, and she sang. And this time the audience sighed and sat forward. A few of the men stood up in surprise, and a winter chill moved through the amphitheater. For it was an odd and a frightening and a strange song this woman sang. She tried to stop the words from coming out of her lips. But the words were these. She walks in beauty, like the night of cloudless climes and starry skies, and all that's best of dark and bright meet in her aspect and her eyes. The singer clasped her hands to her mouth. She stood bewildered. What words are those? Asked the musicians. What song is that? What language is that? And when they blew again upon their golden horns, the strange music came forth and passed slowly over the audience, which now talked aloud and stood up. What's wrong with you? The musicians asked each other. What tune is that you played? What tune did you play? The woman wept and ran from the stage, and the audience moved out of the amphitheater. And all around the nervous towns of Mars, a similar thing had happened. A coldness had come, like white snow falling on the air. In the black alleys, under the torches, the children sang, but when she got there, the cupboard was bare, and so her poor dog had none. Children, voices cried, what was that rhyme? Where did you learn it? We just thought of it all of a sudden. It's just words we don't understand. Doors slammed. The streets were deserted. Above the blue hills, a green star rose. All over the night side of Mars, lovers awoke to listen to their loved ones who lay humming in the darkness. What is that tune? And in 1,000 villas, in the middle of the night, women awoke, screaming. They had to be soothed, while the tears ran down their faces. There, there, sleep. What's wrong? A dream? Something terrible will happen in the morning. Nothing can happen. All is well with us. A hysterical sobbing. It's coming nearer and nearer and nearer. Nothing can happen to us. What could? Sleep now, sleep. It was quiet in the deep morning of Mars. As quiet as a cool and black well, with stars shining in the canal waters, and breathing in every room, the children curled with their spiders in closed hands, the lovers arm in arm, the moons gone, the torches cold, the stone amphitheaters deserted. The only sound, just before dawn, was a night watchman, far away down a lonely street, walking along in the darkness, humming a very strange song.